gospel soul. Breaking the yoke of bondage through the power of the word of God. Join Pastor Jackson and friends as we rightly divide the word of truth. You can find My Gospel Soul on Facebook, Twitter, but you can also find me, Denise Jackson, on Facebook and Twitter as well. Now, keep up with us also on the Denise Jackson Ministry website. That's at www.denisejacksonministry.yolasite.com. And remember, with God, all things are possible.
Come on, give God some hand praise in here. Listen, are we doing all right? We're doing all right, Houston? Are we doing all right? Amen. Most of all, we thank God, and we thank God for you. Amen. Now, I want you to stand to your feet and welcome. Help me welcome my good friend that's going to come and sing with us. Listen. I thank God for him. Listen, I thank God for him. Ain't no sense of trying to use no dignified words. I thank God for this man of God. Come on, put your hand together for Brother Andre, Minister Andre Tate. How y'all doing? How y'all doing? Feel good to be singing with you, Doc. Come on, it's all right to put the hand here. Come on.
Sometimes they pass me by. Oh.
made up your mind that no matter what come in your life, you're going to go on. You're looking at a miracle right here. 2 strokes in 4 weeks' time. But somebody look at your neighbor and say, look at God. I want to encourage you, no matter what come in your life, it might get hard sometimes, and the way it might get dark sometimes, but they said I wouldn't make it. They said I'd never be nothing. They said I'd never amount to anything. But I made up my mind. Hey, I got to go. What can happen right now? Hey.
Welcome, welcome to My Gospel Soul with none other than your host, Pastor Jay. Listen, on a big old Tuesday, just want to bless you. We got to first let you know what's going on in your weather. You know, when you're working with technology, equipment knowledge, you got to be on top of your game. You can't be around here playing. You got to be on top of it. So let's see what's going on in the weather. Y'all know for Houston is we're getting prepared for a hurricane. So let's see what's going down. Let's see. Today is partly cloudy with a 20% chance of showers in the morning, then a 30% chance after in the afternoon. showers and thunderstorms are very likely. Highs in the mid-90s, northeast winds, 5 to 10 miles per hour. And for tonight, partly cloudy in the evening, then mostly cloudy with a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms after midnight. Mostly cloudy with a 30% chance later on. Lows in the upper 70s, northeast winds, around 5 miles per hour. Let's look at Wednesday. All right, for Wednesday, it's going to be cloudy, a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the morning, then showers and thunderstorms likely in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 90s, northeast wind, 10 to 15 miles per hour, and the chance of rain is at 50% in the morning, increasing to 70% in the afternoon. The heat index reading. Hell is a hot place I don't want to go. If you don't like the heat, get out of sin. Don't drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's dead. Y'all know I always got to say that when the heat index reading are these numbers right here, 104 to 109. And for Wednesday night, tropical storm conditions possible with hurricane conditions also possible. Showers and thunderstorms likely. Some thunderstorms may produce heavy rainfall in the late evening and overnight. Lows in the upper 70s, north winds, 10 to 15 miles per hour. The chance of rain is at 60% in the evening, increasing to 70% in the afternoon. And for Thursday, let's just keep it moving. Hurricane conditions possible. Cloudy. A 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the morning, then a 40% chance in the afternoon. Some thunderstorms may produce heavy rainfall in the morning. Highs in the mid-90s. Southwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Heat index reading 104 to 109. Y'all know it. If you don't like the heat, get out of sin. North Thursday night, mostly cloudy in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy. A 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Lows in the upper 70s. And for that Friday, get ready. Partly cloudy with a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs in the mid-90s. And for Friday night, mostly clear. Lows around 80. You're listening to My Gospel Soul, where we're breaking the yoke of bondage through the power of the Word of God. Let's keep it moving. I'm going to play a song by none other than JC. See heaven right here on My Gospel Soul.
No more green.
Y'all know my favorite thing. We are dealt a deck of cards, but it's the way we play them. Amen. And when you have the Lord on your side, wisdom, knowledge, understanding, guidance, a navigator, come on, somebody that is instructing, and it's important to cherish that. And so what we're going to talk about today is the indwelling spirit, amen, and the thoughts on the indwelling spirit. And for a reference, I'm using Charles Stanley's book, called Dr. Charles Stanley. He is a pastor I've seen on TV before, and I just like the way this is shared. It says, I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you. Glory to God. Amen. That's John 16 and 7. He had to go away so that the comforter could come, so that your help could come. Come on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. See, the Holy Spirit dwelled in Jesus Christ because Jesus Christ was here in a flesh suit. He said he had to ascend. Come on, amen. He had to leave to get a place prepared for us, amen. But he was sending, amen, some help. He said, if I do not go away, the helper will not come to you. Amen. Because while Jesus was here, he is the very present help. He carried the Holy Ghost with him. He received it, amen, hallelujah. Glory to God. And it's a powerful thing, amen. So Jesus had to leave, amen, so that he could send the Comforter, amen, which is the Holy Spirit, amen. Now look at this. In 1 Corinthians 3, 16 and 17, it says, do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? For the temple of God is holy. Which temple are you? This is a powerful thing. Not only does he want to dwell within us, he wants you to make sure that he can dwell within you. How can he dwell within you? Your temple has to be clean. Amen. Hallelujah. Do you not know that your temple is where God dwells? Come on. Do you not know? Amen. Hallelujah. It says, for the temple of God is holy. You come on. You got to get in a place, praise God, where that temple is holy. That temple, amen, is prepared, that temple is ready, praise God, to receive, amen, God. Listen, and he will clean it up. You want to receive God's spirit, praise God, amen, receive Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ comes into your life and he makes all things new and makes room, come on, hallelujah, for the spirit of God, hallelujah. Jesus Christ, amen, hallelujah, prepares us, amen, to receive grace, mercy, strength, prepares us to receive that help, prepares us to receive peace and joy and love. If he prepares us, come on now, hallelujah. John 20 and 22 says, and when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, receive the Holy Spirit. My God, receive the Holy, some of us want God, some of us, but we don't want Jesus or the Holy Spirit. Some of us want the Holy Spirit, but don't want to acknowledge Jesus. Some of us want Jesus, don't want to acknowledge God and the Holy Spirit. But you need all of them, praise God. Jesus is preparing a place for us, praise God. He said, one day there you will be also, but until then I'm going to send a comfort. Come on, hallelujah. I'm going to send a keeper. I'm going to send help. I'm going to send guidance. I'm going to send wisdom. All of these things come, amen, through the Holy Ghost. He said, you shall receive power when the Holy Ghost come upon you. Glory to God, amen. So you got to put yourself in a position to receive. Your faith got to go to a new level, amen. Glory to God. You got to believe that when Jesus Christ came to your life, you became a new creature, a new vessel. You no longer hold the things of old, cussing and lying and backbiting and fornication and cheating, stealing and all these different things. You now become a holy vessel to hold and contain the power and spirit of God. Remember, it says you shall receive what? Power when the Holy Ghost have come upon you. Lord have mercy. With the evidence of speaking in tongues, the whole language that comes with receiving the Holy Ghost. Lord have mercy, Jesus. It's a wonderful thing. On thoughts of on indwelling, it says the Holy Spirit has been sent by the Father to assist you in all the practical matters of Christian living. He is your number one helper. The Holy Spirit is doing his work in your life day in and day out. When you know what to look for and when to look for it, you will be amazed how real the Holy Spirit will become to you. The Holy Spirit takes up residency in believers forever. He doesn't just pass through. He makes us his home. Hence the word indwelling. Amen. Dwelling. Amen. Home. Let's look at this. I like to slow it down for a moment so you can really get what it's saying. It says the Holy Spirit has been sent by the Father to assist you in all the practical matters of Christian living. He is your number one helper. He is number one. Now, come on, amen. I know some folks show up on your behalf and they do things and all of this kind of stuff. And it makes you feel like you really got a friend indeed. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But your number one help, the source, come on, hallelujah, is God. The conduit, praise God, the path is Jesus Christ. And on the path, the helper is the Holy Ghost. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. That's wonderful. It feels good to my spirit right there. It says, praise God, the Holy Spirit is doing his work in your life day in and day out. Don't ever think that the Holy Spirit has stopped moving or the Holy Spirit is so far from you that nothing can be. Listen, he's moving. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Daily, even when you don't think he is, or you're not paying attention, he's moving on your behalf. Look at this. Amen. Glory to God. Day in and day out. I like that. Glory to God. It says, when you know what to look for and when to look for it, you will be amazed how real the Holy Spirit will become to you. Now, that comes, amen, with experiencing God, getting in his word, getting to know God, knowing the evidence of when he is showing up. Because sometimes life is going so fast and things are happening around you till you can't even, you don't even notice when God has showed up. You don't even know because you, the devil has gotten you distracted with so many other things and he's yet blessed. But you have to every day, daily, you have to remind your, let me give God thanks because he didn't have to wake me up this morning. He didn't have to he didn't have to give me my right mind. He didn't have to give me another opportunity, a new beginning. He didn't have to do this for me, but he did. Ain't it amazing? Praise God. So you have to be ever so careful to give him the glory, the honor, and the praise for everything that he is doing in your life. Come on, amen. Glory to God. The Holy Spirit takes up residency in believers forever. He doesn't just pass through. Now, I do want to say this. The Holy Spirit cannot dwell in an unclean temple. That's the word. Hallelujah. So what's important about that indwelling? What's important about that relationship? What's important about the Holy Spirit and its presence in your life? What's important? What's important is, glory to God, is that you make sure that you stay on a good path. You make sure that you, your steps are ordered by the Lord. You make sure that you are doing the things necessary to make sure, praise God, that you don't, that he don't take his spirit. I believe it was David that said, Lord, don't take your spirit away from me. Come on. Creating me a clean heart, renewing me the right spirit. Come on, glory to God. That's a powerful thing to pray. Especially, but it's a powerful thing when you are taking responsibility for what you know that you have done in your life. You know, a lot of times people tell you once saved, I always say once this, but it is possible to get on a path of destruction again. It is possible to be out of fellowship with God. Some people say, well, he said it never separates us from his love, but what kind of preacher would I be if I never tell you, praise God? Okay, you'll never be separated from his love, but he did say in Galatians, that's New Testament, that there are some things that will separate you from his kingdom, that will cause you not to be able to enter in. So your temple, it is some work you have to do. It is some stuff you have to do to make sure that you, that his spirit don't leave you. Come on. Glory to God. He comes to dwell. He comes to live within us. He comes, praise God, to set up a home in us. Glory to God. He comes to do that. The rest of it says, thank you for your indwelling spirit, Lord. Increase my awareness of your presence. Attune my ears to your voice. Make me responsive to your comfort. Receptive to your correction. Lord, I love you so much. Oh, glory to God. This word today, amen, is truly amen to your host today. I love it. Praise God. Amen. Let's move on. Praise God. There's another song I'm going to play for you. It says, My Soul Says Yes by your very own Pastor Jeff. Right here on My Gospel.
don't know where money's come from. Will you still say yeah?
Understand everything about the master's plan, but I know we're gonna be alright. I know we're gonna be alright. Alright, I won't have answers for everything I wanna know and more, that's for sure. We're gonna be alright. I know we're gonna be alright. Gonna be alright.
Don't let nobody, no situation, dictate how your day gonna go. Cause I know sometimes you can have a bad day, but if you wake up in the morning and you just say, I'm gonna have a good day today no matter what, I think you'll be alright.
I'm
feeling real good.
That today is gonna be a good day.
That's why I woke up early this morning. I woke up early this morning. I'm feeling real good.
I can move anything in my way.
That's why I woke up early this morning. I woke up early this morning. I done hopped up early in the morning feeling good. I'm blessed with another day to see my neighborhood. Just to walk outside and see the sunshine. I gotta keep in mind that I could have been blind, so I can't complain about nothing. I got to get up, move around, and do something. I can't sit still, but still ain't the will of the Lord. I got to have faith and work hard, and seek ye first. Get everything I need, get everything I need in this world to succeed. Right in front of me, it's my destiny, and all my promises are from God.
I'm
feeling real good. That's why I woke up early this morning.
I
woke up early this morning. I'm feeling real good.
I can move anything in my way.
That's why I woke up early this morning. I woke up early this morning. Yeah, you know we all got haters.
Yep.
We all know people that are dirty, greedy takers.
That's right.
So why you loving that money? He would never ever leave us. He would never forsake us. See, no, I'm not afraid of the world. I ain't scared of no stones, real mortals try to hurl. And see, and no, I ain't worried about you. Worried about all the evil things you gon' do.
Move around, man.
Just move out my way. Ain't got time for what the devil gotta say. Ain't worried about this. Ain't worried about that. Ain't worried about the past. Cause the past will hold you back. I'm feeling real good.
That today is gonna be a good day.
That's why I woke up early this morning.
I know it.
I woke up early this morning.
I'm
feeling real good.
I can move anything in my way.
That's why I woke up early this morning.
I
woke up early this morning. I'm so glad I woke up this morning. Hallelujah. I'ma say amen.
Amen.
Life's too short, you can't let it fall apart. Just put it in God's hand, cause he be in command.
Yeah.
You gotta stay focused on what he's saying. Listen carefully, he'll show you the whole plan.
Right.
And watch your life get better. All the unknown in your life will get settled.
Yes, yes, I must confess that I am blessed.
Yes,
yes, yes, I must confess it's a good day.
Yes, yes, I must confess that I am blessed.
Yes, 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 I must confess
I'm blessed.
I must confess that I am blessed.
Yes,
yes, yes, I must confess
it's a good day.
Yes, yes, I must confess that I am blessed.
Yes,
yes, yes, I must confess
it's a good day.
Yes, yes, I must confess that I am blessed.
Yes,
yes, yes, I must confess
it's a good day.
Yes, yes, I must confess that I am blessed.
Yes,
yes, yes, I must confess
it's a good day.
Welcome back. Yes, yes, I must confess that I am blessed. Hallelujah. Today is a good day. I have enjoyed my time with you on My Gospel Soul today. I want you to be encouraged and make sure that you know, that you are, you have that temple cleaned up and ready for the Holy Spirit to dwell, to make his house in you. This is what I'd like to say, to bring peace and let peace rest in you. Let joy, come on, be your footstool. All kinds of stuff comes along. It's a benefit package. Me and my husband was talking about Sunday, the benefit package. My God, to know what God, amen, has set up for you. If you just allow him to come on in and make his home in your life. I want you to remember that without faith it's impossible to please God, but with God, all things are possible. Who cares? I'm just trying to let you know that God cares. And I want y'all to be encouraged. Amen. The hurricane, they say it's coming, so make sure that you govern yourselves accordingly and got your whole hurricane kit together. If you got pets, make sure you take care of what they need as well. God bless you. Have a wonderful, wonderful Tuesday.